This gospel reading follows the story of the multiplication of the loaves when Jesus showed his kindness to the hungry people. He has just fed a hungry crowd. When evening comes, he withdraws to the mountain to pray. Probably he wants to escape all those people who are trying to make him their king. Later, he makes it clear that his kingship is not of this world. His primary mission is to reveal to people the Father's secrets. We can imagine his disappointment with all those people who struggle to believe. While he is on the mountain, heart to heart with the Father, the disciples are in the boat, painfully making their way to the other side, glad that the wind was so strong. Peter's boat has become the symbol of the church. The waves and contrary winds evoke the word. When St. Matthew wrote his gospel, he was addressing persecuted Christians. And this is even true today. In Africa and elsewhere, persecuted Christians are far more numerous than in the early centuries. People want to force them to renounce their faith and impose on them religion that is not that of Christ. And there are many other storms that we face from time to time, all kinds of storms. The storm of difficult events, the storm of illness, which lead us to discouragement, the storm of injustice, the storm of exclusion, and so on. We live in a world that suffers from war, violence, injustice, exclusion, and the poor are becoming poorer, and more numerous. If we are to remain faithful to the gospel of Christ, we must fight regularly against the headwinds, but especially take courage. Submit to Jesus, who tells us, "Do not be afraid." But today, we hear the good news. The gospel shows us Christ walking on the waters. The raging sea is a symbol of the powers of evil. But again, Jesus asks us to have faith. He asks us not to be afraid. He shows us that evil has no hold on him. His eagerness to save those he loves deserves special mention. For he is Emmanuel, God with us. He assures us of his presence every day until the end of the world. And during this journey, the disciples do not recognize Jesus. To recognize him, we need the eyes of faith. And the most important thing is that Christ comes to us, even when we don't ask for him. When the storm rages, he comes close, because he knows how our weakness is. He knows that without him, we can do nothing. He remains present even when we move away, when we tend to forget him. Reading this gospel, how can we not think of Virgin Mary? She has been through some storms from the very beginning. She had to flee to Egypt to protect her child, and she suffered greatly from the incomprehension of her people, who rejected Jesus' message. She followed her son to the foot of the cross, and today she's still there to lead us back to Christ, as at Cana, she invites us to do whatever Jesus tells us. That is how she shows us the way to holiness. My dear friends, with Mary, we turn to Christ. When everything goes wrong, let us not hesitate to cry out, "Lord, save me." And He heals us. I know everybody has his own storms in his life, all kinds of storms. Some are stronger than others, but they still storms and have some impact on our faith, on our life. That's why we are called to cry out to Jesus, asking Him to save us. And Christ is always there to lend a hand to those who implore Him with confidence. He is always ready to save from shipwreck those who implore Him. Aware of our fragility and weakness, we beseech Him, "I believe, Lord, but increase my faith and save me."